I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. I spoke with award-winning journalist and host of Latino USA, which is distributed by NPR, Maria Hinojosa. She was in Asheville to speak at the Community Foundation of Western North Carolina's annual Power of the Purse Luncheon, which honors women in philanthropy.
I find it interesting that as a journalist, I'm always engaging with whoever I may meet in the many planes and cabs and et cetera. And I find it interesting now that when I say, you know, well, I'm a Mexican immigrant, that one of the first things some people will respond is, well, you know, you got to come in here legally. You got to have done it the right way. And I'm like, my dad was hired by the University of Chicago. We all came here, you know, legally. My dad was a citizen and we came in with green cards. But it's kind of sad that there's an assumption that just because you're Mexican or that you're an immigrant, that you're not doing it the correct way. But my story is that, you know, my dad made the decision to take a job offer from the University of Chicago in the otolaryngology department, researching the inner ear. He's a medical doctor. And so I was raised in Chicago. All of us were born in Mexico. And never thought I could become a journalist because when I was growing up, there were no Latino journalists that I had ever seen or heard of. And it was actually through NPR that I kind of, you know, I'll never forget hearing Susan Stamberg on the radio and just thinking, wow, what a cool job. And many years later, after school in New York, that's how I end up working in public radio and then CNN. And then now I have my own nonprofit media company. So I was one of the first Latinas to be employed at NPR, at CNN, at PBS, but now I'm the one who's doing the employing, and I have equal footing with my fellow networks, and it's exciting. It's great, but I also understand the particular challenge that I have as a Mexican immigrant, American citizen, woman journalist in the United States today.
How do we change the conversation from what you described at first? Well, did you come here legally or illegally? That seems to be so much, as you say, conversation still about that, despite the fact that there are so many other issues regarding immigration and people who have come here. How do we just change that conversation?
I've been thinking a lot about this because I don't, on a daily basis, have to engage with people who have a very different political view in the sense of, outright being a Donald Trump supporter. So I understand when people say, you know, this is really hard. I don't want to talk to my family member. And so one of the things that I've thought about is, what if we stopped telling and we started showing? What if we stopped kind of being in people's faces and started saying, well, what about, and I'm just, you know, making up the story of, you know, what about that guy who cleans up our tables when we go to the local diner downtown? You know, Jose, that guy, such a sweet guy. What if we thought about his position? And so if you were able to have some kind of a conversation that actually painted a picture that is a human picture, because what I find oftentimes is that people will be making determinations about how they feel by watching only cable news and only the channel that they want to watch. And it's like, and by the way, I would say get rid of all of them at certain points in your day and go talk to real people and actually have that conversation. And also, I think we have to have a lot of love, respect, patience. I always try to put myself in the other person's shoes, and I can see how some people in the state of North Carolina could just say, look, I grew up in North Carolina when it looked like this, and I understood. I don't understand all this speaking Spanish in schools and these little communities and people, you know, kind of raising their kids. I don't understand what they're doing, what, you know. So patience. How about if we, you know, drive, it's, I mean, I don't know about, you know, but find people who are unlike you and try and have a conversation with respect.
Is there a difference in this conversation in urban and rural environments? You're in an area that has a pretty strong urban-rural divide right now, Western North Carolina. Do you see the difference? Is there a difference in the conversations in those areas? Or is there a lot in common that people don't quite maybe know?
Yeah, I think actually there's more in common than we think. I mean, certainly in urban environments, you know, we're all just kind of mashed together in a much more kind of hyper intense way. But in rural areas, that's why I actually love reporting on rural America, because there's an assumption about rural America that I don't buy. My experience in rural America is that immigrants are everywhere. And so that's why I say show, not tell. Like, let's talk about our own community. What does it actually look like? And here's another thing. I think that there's an assumption because of the media narratives that, you know, that we just want to come and take, that we're big takers as immigrants. But actually, you know, you have a generation or two now of Latinos and Latinas who came here as immigrants who see themselves as North Carolinians. They are proud North Carolinians. They love North Carolina. They have made a choice to be in North Carolina, not in Tennessee, not in Georgia, not in South Carolina, not in New York, because they love North Carolina. They love fill in the blank city, Asheville, Hendersonville, etc. Just like you love it. And that's a way in which you can build a bridge between someone who you think you don't share anything with, but who actually is your fellow North Carolinian.
The changing demographics of the country, what are the things you see that are going to be affected the most and are being affected the most by that right now?
Everything is being affected by the changing demographics in our country. Absolutely everything. It makes me very sad to think that there was a narrative around changing demographics that it meant that there was a loss, that there was some big danger coming to the United States of America. Because what the reporting that we've loved to do is to just report on changing demographics and show how it's organically and authentically a part of who we are in the United States. What if we were reporting on changing demographics for the last 20 years with a perspective of like, wow, look at the United States. Oh my God, how fascinating. Look what we're going through. This is so exciting. It's going to bring new jobs. It's going to bring new intelligence. It's going to bring new languages. Wow, what if the headlines in our newspapers for the last 25 years were, welcome, we're so excited that all of you immigrants are here. We don't care if you're with papers or without, because we understand that the first people who arrived in this country were actually the first, quote unquote, illegal aliens. They were the first. Right? They didn't come with papers. They didn't come. This was not their land. They did not have permission. What if we had changed the narrative around this whole conversation around immigration to be one of like, yeah, happening, been happening for decades? Instead, the narrative was, what's going on? This feels a little bit out of control. There's a flood of people. They're speaking another language. They look different than me, and I'm being told to distrust them. So in that sense, what's happening in our country is a part of a much broader conversation. And as I say, you know, the immigrants, like myself, right? I wasn't born in this country. I am an American citizen. We are feeling what's happening in carne propia. We're feeling it with our own skin. We are experiencing the denial of due process on a daily basis simply because of the fact that we weren't born in this country. How do you feel about that? How does one who is an American citizen feel about living in a country where basic due process is being denied to people? What do you think about that? So I try to put the question back to my fellow American citizens.
Last question. You're speaking to a room of mostly women today, women in philanthropy. What sort of message do you have for them as a woman who owns her own media company now?
If it wasn't for women in philanthropy, I would not have my own media company now. Period. I'm going to tell this story with all of the ins and outs of it. It's kind of a fun story. And I love being a storyteller. But were it not for women in philanthropy, I would not have my own company and I would not be sitting right here talking to you like this. Period. Dot. End of story. It was women philanthropists who saw me. And because they were fellow women, I was like, okay, I can be uncomfortable and have a conversation about money with them because this is what we're going to talk about. It's women talking to women about money for a good cause. So I am a huge proponent. And what my message is that every single woman out there is playing a role in American history right now. And it may be just somebody who's giving $100, but if you are backing up that $100 with a visit to the organization, with making yourself public, saying, look, this is all I can give, but see me, those kinds of deep connections go a long way. So I'm serious. So I could not be more thrilled to be asked to speak to this particular group about this particular topic.
That was award-winning journalist and host of Latino USA, Maria Hinojosa. And I'm Matt Bush for BPR News.